The Lord help us to commence with hymn 744. No awful sense we find of sin, the sinful life and sinful heart, no loathing of the plague within, until the Lord that feel impart. But when the Spirit of truth is come, a sinner trembles at his doom. 744.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, from the book of Job, reading from chapter 22 and the first 21 verses, then the whole of chapter 23. The book of Job, chapter 22, the first 21 verses, and then the whole of chapter 23. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous, or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee? Will he enter with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honourable man dwelt in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee, or darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold, the height of the stars, how high they are. And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Thick clouds are a covering to him, that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven. Hast thou marked the old way, which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood, which said unto God, Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." Chapter 23. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered for ever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. May the Lord bless those two portions of Scripture to us and help us in prayer. O Lord, our God, merciful, kind, and gracious unto us, that we are enabled once more to gather together in thy name and under thy word and thy truth. And Lord, this is our mercy. Oh, to be enabled, Lord Jesus, again to come to thy house of prayer, to seek thee, to serve thee. O Lord, do impart, we pray thee, through thy Spirit into each of our souls that true worship of thy great name, and that, Lord, we may each come desiring, Lord, again that thou wilt come and speak unto us the words of this life, or that thou wouldest come again and refresh and renew our souls, and that, Lord, through thy word and thy gospel, our souls might live, and that they might live spiritually, and that we might know and realize again that inward strength in our souls, even through thy word, and where thou dost encourage our faith and enlarge our hope upon thyself, upon thy mercy and thy precious promises. And what a mercy, Lord, it is that our hope does lie above these inferior things here below. Oh, may we be drawn, Lord Jesus, above the veil this evening hour, that we might seek and worship thee. Lord, we come again poor and needy. What a mercy, Lord, it is to come to thy house of prayer with nothing in our hands, nothing of ourselves to plead, nothing, Lord, of ourselves, and certainly, Lord, no good that we find in us. Oh, and Lord, that discovery, Lord, that we find day by day, as thy servant Paul, that when he would do good, evil was present with him. And Lord, we find and experience that solemn truth in our souls day by day. Oh, that, Lord, we do need thee. We need, Lord, again and again to be drawn, Lord Jesus, to that living vine, where the branches indeed, as they're bound up and entwined in that living vine, the church unto Christ, then, O Lord, that we might bear fruit and upward and to the glory of thy great and holy name. And, O Lord, we do pray that we may indeed this evening hour be enabled, Lord Jesus, to glorify Thee in our worship and our devotion to Thee. And we do pray, Lord, meet the case and need of each one of us. Subdue all sin, and let not sin have dominion over us, we pray Thee, Lord. For Thou hearest our prayers, our confessions, Thou seest our repentings, that, Lord, we are those, Lord, day by day, brought to know and to realize those besetting sins that are found in our hearts and in our lives here below. And, O Lord, truly we are brought to see that in us, that is in our flesh, dwelleth no good thing. And, Lord, we are conscious that we do bear about with us that old man of sin, and, oh, the burden, the trouble, and the contention that we find within us, the conflict, Lord, that we come to, the warfare, Lord, the old man of sin over the new man of grace. And, oh, Lord, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Oh, the blessedness again and again to know the greatness of our salvation, even through that precious blood that Thou didst shed for sinners at Calvary's tree. Oh, there is no other refuge for our poor souls but what Thou hast done for Thy people at Calvary. And, oh, help us, Lord, again and again to flee to the fountain of Thy blood, to find that healing balm, that cleansing of our souls, that removing of all guilt, and that peace with God. Oh, do help us, Lord, to confess and to repent. But, Lord Jesus, that grace in our hearts hath taught us, Lord, that truly we hate our sins. And, Lord, what a mercy that is, that we're bowed down, that we're burdened with them, but to flee to Thy cross. Oh, do undertake for us then, Lord, we pray, and help us to confess and to repent. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And, Lord, we do pray and thank Thee for Thy house of prayer. Oh, we do thank Thee, Lord, if Thou hast blessed us with an appetite, a spiritual appetite, to come to the means of grace and to worship Thee. We do pray, Lord, that our time and season may be a good time, a profitable time, and where, Lord, again, we may be brought, Lord Jesus, not only into Thy presence, but to be hearers and doers of Thy word, or that we may be profited in our souls, and that we may be drawn again, spiritually, Lord Jesus, to Thyself, and to know that there is a fullness in Thee to meet our deep needs. And we do pray, Lord, that there may be a portion for each one of us of living bread. And, Lord, we do pray, be with us in all our path here below. Help us to walk out that path that Thou hast ordained for us. Lord, whatsoever may be found in that path, we do pray, Lord, give us grace that we may pass through it and continue. And, Lord, we need Thy help. We need, Lord, Thy grace. We need submission, Lord, that we might be enabled, Lord Jesus, to continue, and that we might do all Thy will and serve Thee. Lord, help us in these things, And we do pray, Lord, that those things that thou seest us, Lord Jesus, to be absent from us, to be without, Lord, we do pray, remove them from us. Lord, if there is anything that is an offence unto thee, O Lord, help us to give it up. Help us to pass from it, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we might walk before thee, seeking, Lord, holiness and godliness in our hearts and in our lives. That, Lord, we're not of this world, that we've been delivered from it. Or that thou hast, Lord Jesus, in thy grace, turned us from this world and all worldly care, that this is not our rest, that it is polluted. But, O Lord Jesus, may we know that complete separation, that living by faith upon thee and serving thee. And then, Lord, help us then, that we may be enabled, Lord, to be resigned to all thy will. And we do pray, Lord, that we may be enabled from time to time to behold thee and, Lord, thy promises towards us, even, Lord, that inheritance that thou hast reserved for them that love thee. O Lord, what poor things we are, Lord, if we are unable to cast our poor minds upon those things that thou hast reserved for thy people in heaven. Lord, we do pray, come to our help in respect of these things. Lord, thy servant Paul, it was enabled to forget those things that are behind and to seek those things that are before and to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. O Lord, we do pray that we may be helped to press, to continue and persevere, and that we may, Lord, know what it is to have a little of that rest and peace in our minds, Lord Jesus, that thou hast reserved a place for us. Lord, do draw near to us in this way, and Lord, help us as we go forth in thy name, that we might behold, Lord Jesus, these blessings in our souls. Keep us close unto thyself and to the word of thy truth. Help us to abide in the same, the scriptures of truth. O Lord Jesus, may they be made precious to our souls. And Lord, that thou be that one treasure in our hearts, O precious gospel, the scriptures of truth. O Lord, what blessings do we have? And truly, if we have thy word and the scriptures of truth, then we have all that we need here below. And we do pray, Lord, that we may be brought to see, Lord Jesus, that it is through thy word that thou dost come and speak unto thy people. So, Lord, this evening hour, do draw near, speak unto us through the gospel. And we do pray that our poor souls may find a little rest and peace in Jesus. And we do pray, Lord, as we continue here below, that thou wilt show unto us those continued confirmations to our souls that we're born of God. O Lord, undertake for us in this way. Help us, Lord, again and again to know whose we are and to whom we do belong, that we're bought with a price, even the price of thine own heart's blood. O Lord, we do pray. Help us then to continue and in our course here below. And Lord, we do pray, be with each one of us, Lord, as we continue in thy name, and we think, Lord, of the young that are gathered here this evening hour, and as it were their lives before them. O Lord, we do pray, help them, that they may also be enabled with grace to commit their whole cause before thee, and that, Lord, may they be brought to seek thy will in everything, but also, Lord, it is a mercy, Lord, to be found in thy house of prayer, and, Lord, not only to seek thy will in everything in their future days, their path here below, but, Lord, thy salvation. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that the means of grace may be so used to impart, Lord, some seed of heavenly birth, a beginning, Lord. Lord, that beginning is with thee. And we do pray, Lord, that there may be those here that shall know the blessedness of what it is to seek the Lord for his mercy and his grace, and particularly, Lord, for their sins and iniquities. O Lord, undertake for them, we pray. And we do pray, Lord, thy church here. We do pray that there may be a spiritual prosperity here, where, Lord, truly thy word is preached and the prayers of thy people are offered up to thee. But, Lord, that there may be others gathered in, not only amongst them and that gather together, but even the stranger from without. Nothing is too hard for thee, Lord. And so we commit these things into thine ever merciful hands, for thou art able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And so, Lord, we commit these things to thee, that thou wilt show mercy. We do pray, guard and guide us and protect us, Lord, all our journey through. We're conscious, Lord, of the wiles of the devil, and we're conscious, Lord, that he is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And, Lord, we have no strength of our own, Lord, against his wiles. We're poor and helpless and needy. But, O Lord Jesus, if thou wilt impart grace, love, and fear into our hearts, then, O Lord, we shall be enabled to continue and to overcome all his temptations, all his evil here below. And so, Lord, be with us in respect of these things and show mercy. We do pray, Lord, this evening hour, that we may give glory to thy name in our worship before thee. Lord, pray, use thy servant and instrument in thy hand. May Christ be set forth and revealed in the hearts of thy people here. We do pray, Lord, that thy word may be effectual and powerful and applied by thy Spirit, shall move thy people here to thyself as that one thing needful to their souls. So draw near, Lord. May both sower and reaper rejoice together. Pardon all that is amiss and sinful with us. We ask these mercies for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn 234. He that believeth Christ the Lord, who shed for man his blood, by giving credence to his word, exalts the truth of God. So far he's right, but let him know, far than this he yet must go. Hymn 234.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the book of Job, chapter 23, reading together from verse 11. The book of Job, chapter 23, reading together from verse 11. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. We pray that the Lord may give me proper and suitable words to speak about the words of this text. I call it a big text. When we're following in the steps of Jesus, it is a big text, dear friends. There is not any greater blessing to any poor sinner than to be following in the steps of the Lord Jesus. And that is why I ask the Lord to give me grace and to give me proper words to speak of this text. It has been on my mind for a few weeks, and I thought perhaps that the Lord would show it to me, that I should preach it somewhere. I didn't know where. But the words came to rest upon my spirit a little stronger in the week. And I believe the words to be for Swavesey. May we each receive some comfort and blessing through these words. Because to follow the steps of the Lord Jesus will lead us, friends, straight to heaven where Jesus is. That is the blessing, isn't it? Can we see why they're big words? I just wanted to say a few thoughts in respect of the context and the words that we spoke from chapter 22, just before I come to the words of our text. That there should be a carefulness upon our spirit. Eliphaz and his other friends very solemnly spake words which I do believe had no foundation and truth in them. They claimed Job to be a man, a sinner, and who had committed certain crimes. Very solemn those things that they spoke. In verse 5, is not thy wickedness great? What a solemn thing to say to one of the Lord's dear people. Is wickedness great? Thou hast not given water to the weary, bread to the hungry. Thou hast sent widows empty away. The arms of the fatherless have been broken. May the Lord help us to make proper and righteous judgment when we speak in respect of the Lord's dear people, whoever they are. Let us be sure of truth and facts. But friends, let us not condemn. We have many failings ourselves, many shortcomings. many things that we have to confess. Very sad things in our own hearts and in our own lives. And friends, we should be able to understand the case of Job. He was very tried, he was very afflicted. And his friends just added and aggravated his affliction, which he already had. Job, in the first verses of this chapter 23, he sought the Lord that he might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Let my God be my judge. Come to his seat. Let my God judge me. Let my God behold my way and path. But where is he that he might come? That he might appear for me. That he might show justice for me. Yes, whether I have sinned. Or if not, that I might be justified. He wanted his God to decide the matter. And that is the best thing, isn't it? He couldn't find his God. His face was hidden from him at this time. He looked this way and that way, could not behold him. But Job had some comfort in his soul. But he knoweth the way that I take. You see, Job was in the Lord's path. And the Lord knows the way that he took. He knoweth the way that I take. And the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. And that was a comfort to the poor soul of Job. And friends, in all our afflictions, in all our troubles and trials, what a mercy it is. But he knoweth the way that I take. Isn't there a certain resignation here? A certain humbleness? The Lord knows all about me. I thought of those words in Psalm 139, and I do believe that some of us know the blessedness of this psalm. But in verse 3 it says this: Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. That was a blessing to David, and I believe that it was also a blessing to Job. The Lord is acquainted with all the ways of his dear people. He compasseth them round about. There is no place, dear friends, no trial, no affliction, no trouble. And wheresoever we are, thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. All our days, all our minutest life and circumstance is known to him. And therefore, this truth, but he knoweth the way that I take. And friends, he knows the way that we take. Not just Job. He knows the way that we take. He knew Job to be his servant. One that truly followed him and served him and loved him. And friends, he knows the way of each and every one of us. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. What a mercy it is, friends, to rest our whole case and need into the hands of the Almighty. And I shall come forth as gold. This is a mercy, friends, for a poor, trembling sinner, tossed about here below, plagued with sin, burdened with sorrows. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. It means, dear friends, that the Lord will consume from him all the dross, all those things, friends, that are in Job and which hinder his faith and love to the Lord. He will come forth as gold. That is his faith, friends. And so it will be with the church. My foot hath held his steps. Was there something in Job that he could speak such a word as this? My foot hath held his steps. Did Job have some great power in himself? Did he have wisdom? Was he able to keep the steps of the Lord Jesus? No, friends. Not by himself. Neither can we. Job was able to keep the steps of the Lord and follow in them because he was poor, because he was helpless, because he was weak. That was Job's strength. And then this truth, my foot hath held his steps. He was in the path of affliction and trial. And the solemn truth that Satan, by divine permission, from the Lord, could bring affliction upon the Lord's servant Job. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Was Job able to withstand the wiles of the devil? The Lord gave Satan permission to afflict him. He could not take his life, but he gave permission for Satan to afflict him. And he afflicted him. You know, Satan thought he'd won Job. Oh, he did, dear friends, make no mistake about that. Satan thought he'd got him. He's a roaring lion, isn't he? A devouring one. How is it then that Job could withstand? How is it that Job was continuing? My foot hath held his steps. When he's so tried and afflicted by Satan and his temptations, Job's faith was faith overcoming. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Friends, the world is Satan. All his works, all his agents, his instruments, all whom he will use. This is the world. And the world today, friends, everywhere, behold, the right, the left, Satan is working. How can the poor sinner in Christ continue and overcome? Ah, that faith, overcoming faith. My foot hath held his steps. And then, my grace is sufficient for thee. Ah, dear friends, grace sufficient for the day. Grace sufficient for our needs. Not too much grace, dear friends. Not too little. Sufficient grace. And the Lord knows the sufficiency of that grace needed. But my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That is the blessing. My foot hath held his steps. And then another word. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, friends, isn't that a mercy to us? We shall never get through our course, friends, unless this be true. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is Satan. But greater is he that is in you. Yes, the influence of his love, the blessedness of that holy fear, that affection which has been divinely wrought upon in the sinner by God himself, that fear that will hold us to the Lord, the influence of his love. And friends, think of that influence of his love at Calvary. Oh, friends, isn't it that rests and abide in our poor souls? Doesn't that hold us to him, friends? The wonder, friends, that Christ was found in the sinner's room and place instead, in our place instead? Isn't it that influence of his love, friends, that gathered us to himself and brought us to himself? My foot hath held his steps. These are the mercies that belong to Job, and these are the mercies that belong to us today. It isn't anything that is in Job, nothing at all. It is what has been divinely wrought in and upon him. It is that new heavenly seed of birth that is found within that new man of grace. And you know the effect of that, that where sin abounds, grace will much more abound. My foot hath held his steps. Let us just look at one or two of these steps. Let us just see if we're following in the steps of the Lord Jesus. It's mimicking him, as we might say, following him, copying him. That's what this word means. And when I began, is there any greater blessing to a poor sinner, dear friends, that any man or woman should be following in the steps of the dear Lord Jesus? It is grace, friends. It isn't in us by nature, friends, to take up with Jesus and to follow him. But it is one of the greatest blessings, friends, that can come upon the soul of any. May there be many here that are seeking to follow in the steps of the Lord Jesus. There are some steps, dear friends, that we can never follow him in. I just want to mention this first. And that is what Jesus came to do for his people at Calvary. He brought salvation by his own right arm to his people. And salvation is of the Lord, as Jonah repeated. And it is by and through him that salvation came to his people. And friends, no one could ever pass through a path that the Lord Jesus was brought to pass through. That he should redeem his church from their sins. His sufferings were awful. The scourges, the stripes, the crown of thorns, the mockery, the spitting. But Jesus loved his people, dear friends. And he never complained. Never murmured, friends. In that way that he suffered for his people. His love for them was so great. My foot hath held his steps. We may think of affliction, since Job is passing through a path of trial and affliction at this time. Just a word that to consider in respect of this. In the 1st of Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 we have this truth. Remembering that the church that Peter wrote to, the scattered strangers, they were very tried and they were very afflicted. And it was for the name and for the sake of the Lord Jesus, his gospel and his truth. And they suffered much. Suffered much loss. They were scattered about. And Peter wrote this to them, "For even hereunto were ye called." Called to suffer. To pass through that path of affliction. "Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps." We do need grace, friends. "My foot hath held his steps." Jesus, yes, the path of trial and affliction and difficulty, scorn, mockery, the contradiction of sinners against himself, the evil hearts of men upon him and towards him. And friends, if we are following the Lord Jesus and in his steps, we will have to bear much. We'll have to suffer much for his name's sake. But friends, don't be ashamed of Jesus. He wasn't ashamed of thee. Don't be ashamed to follow him. Suffer affliction. Yes, we may be persecuted. Even our friends may persecute us because we go to chapel, because we worship the Lord. But don't be afraid of offended friends. Don't be ashamed of Jesus, his name. Continue. Thy blessing is salvation, friends. Their solemn truth is that they're following the world and its course here below. The broad way to destruction. My foot hath held his steps. May we be helped to pass through all the trials and the afflictions that the Lord will bring upon us. For they are all appointed for us. Job never complained. He complained, friends, of the boils and the affliction that came upon him in the way and the manner that it was hurtful, painful, but he never complained against the Lord in respect of his path. May we not complain, dear friends. And friends, if we have got trials and afflictions that we're brought to pass through, they're appointed for us divinely. And may the Lord help us to bear them and to be resigned to his will. My foot hath held his steps. You see, Jesus, it was his path, wasn't it? And so let us follow him. And then, friends, that we just spake of a little this morning, and I do believe that it's such a great part of our lives, following in the steps of Jesus. Jesus washed the disciples' feet. He showed to them, dear friends, humbleness and meekness, and he showed to them charity. And friends, this is the church. I spake of this love and this afternoon in respect of the case of Philemon and Onesimus, and the love that would be shown between the two in their coming together again. But friends, the whole church is founded, friends, upon the foundation of love. It is being raised up a holy temple, friends. Lively stones all built together, formed together, oneness of each other. Jesus said to his disciples, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." My foot hath held his steps. May we know, friend, this love one towards each other. Let us remember the love of Christ to sinners at Calvary. He didn't complain about thy sins, dear friends. He continued to Calvary. Let us love one another as Christ loved us. Let us know that unity together. My foot hath held his steps. The Lord Jesus, It was in that 13th chapter that we read together. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. This is the church of Jesus Christ. As Christ hath loved them and in their souls and gave his life for them, so that love should be towards each other. Be of one heart, one mind, one love, one faith in the Lord Jesus. And let us never seek, friends, to sever that love, to break that love. We've all been redeemed in that one way and means, the precious blood of Jesus. My foot hath held his steps. May we follow in the steps of Jesus in respect of this, the unity and that love, one towards each other. And then another truth in respect of the Lord Jesus, very closely connected with this. May we seek to know more ourselves of the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I do believe, friends, that this is a most important truth. To know more of the nature of Jesus, to resemble him, to be like him. My foot hath held his steps. Is it our desire? Is it our prayer? Day by day, Lord Jesus, make me humble, keep me low. May I know that love and mercy and grace. May I know that peace. May I know that patience. May I know that long-suffering. May I know that mercy, which all was thine, you see. All it was Jesus, wasn't it? Did he not show it here below? And friends, isn't it our prayer that we might know that nature of Jesus? Friends, what a good company of people we shall be together if we know that nature of the Lord Jesus. My foot hath held his steps. May that be continually our prayer. We have the effects, friends, much of carnality in our lives at times. And we do need the Lord Jesus to help us to be like him. That we might follow in his steps. My foot hath held his steps. And then, in worship, dear friends, and that coming to the Lord's house, I thought of that word in Malachi, in chapter 3, the beginning. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, which was John the Baptist. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple. It was so when he was 12 years old. He was in the temple and amongst the doctors, asking questions and answering questions. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Friends, he loved the temple. He loved to preach in the synagogues. He loved to preach the gospel. He loved the house of prayer. On one occasion, he dealt with the money changers and so forth, and slung them out that they made his father's house a den of thieves. And at that time, that remembrance of the word of the Lord came into the heart of his disciples. The zeal of thine house hath swallowed me up. Oh, he had a zeal, friends, for his father's house, for the temple worship. David, in Psalm 26, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honour dwelleth. And I do believe that that was a truth in respect of the dear Lord Jesus. He loved the habitation of his father's house and the place where thine honour dwelleth. Friends, never let us cease from coming to the Lord's house. Let us follow the Lord in respect of this. And I speak to each and every one of you. Friends, there is hope, friends, here. There is mercy here. Mercy. There is salvation, friends. And if the Lord has given to us an interest that we should be found in his house, then, friends, what a mercy it is. Hope of salvation in Jesus. And I speak in more particular to our young friends. My son and my daughter were raised up to come to the Lord's house when they were 16, friends. They departed from it. I said to them, if I saw them running into a fire, I would do everything that I could to pull them out. But that is what they've done. They've run into a fire and now committed them to the hands of the Lord. Dear young people, do not cease to come into the Lord's house. There is hope here, friends. There is mercy here. And friends, if the Lord meets with thee, there will be no greater blessing to thy soul. You will live to praise and bless him all thy days. It is true. My foot hath held his steps. Continue to come to the Lord's house. Don't make excuse to stay away, friends. Make excuse to come. It is good. Honour the Lord. Serve him. Worship him. And this is where he speaks to you, friends. This is where he opens up the heart of his love to his people. This is where he shows such gracious promises and blessings to the church. My foot hath held his steps. May we be enabled, friends, to continue and in the Lord's house. The Lord Jesus loved his Father's house. He preached the temple, the synagogues. Then prayer, dear friends. I do believe that Job was a great man of prayer. But truly the Lord Jesus Christ is our exemplar of prayer, isn't he? All night in the mountains. That lovely and beautiful prayer, the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, taught his disciples how to pray and what to pray for. The Lord Jesus was a man of prayer. And friends, we shall need prayer. And we shall need to follow in the steps of the Lord Jesus, because we shall always need him Not only our morning and evening devotions, friends. Yes, in the morning thank him for bringing you to another day. But ask him to help you to walk before him and to keep you. And then at the close of the day, thank him for what he has done for you. But Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Always to pray, not to faint. And friends, come to him. Even over the simplest of matters, friends, the simplest of matters. We might go to him for the great things and the needy things, but the simple things also, dear friends. We haven't got wisdom for those things sometimes, have we? No. I was in such difficulty this week over a little matter at home. One thing and another. Things seemed to get worse. And it was only a little thing. I had to turn into the Lord. And it was made right. You see, Jesus can do it. He put the matter right. But he has bidden us to come. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus called upon his heavenly Father. He called upon him in the mountains, in the night seasons. He called upon him in respect of the work that he came to do. And he called upon him, friends, in respect of his church. Now, friends, may that be included in our prayer. Not only that prayer for ourselves, but the prayer of intercession. For others, dear friends, for others. The prayer for others. Jesus prayed for others. He prayed for his church. My foot hath held his steps. May it be our portion, dear friends. And then, friends, seekers. There is a lot of talk today, and I've heard it in our denomination, sadly so, in respect of baptism. Some say that it's not necessary. It's not needful. But Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus doesn't say that. I've heard it amongst our own people, particularly some of the younger ones. Just to show how needful it is. John was baptizing in Jordan. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized by him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Jesus didn't need forgiveness. He didn't need to repent. Why was Jesus baptized at this time? Why did he pass through the waters of baptism? He was blessing and approving, and his approbation was upon what John was doing, baptizing in Jordan. And Jesus said to him, It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And he was approving of that way and means of baptism. And friends, that baptism that John was baptizing was the blessedness of the pardon and the forgiveness of sins, and through the blood and the righteousness of Jesus. John was pointing to Jesus. Baptism was a type of the sufferings of Jesus at Calvary. And their profession was in those sufferings of Jesus in the baptism. And there was their pardon and forgiveness of sin. And this, friends, is the baptism that Jesus well approved of, and he sent his disciples forth that they should baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My foot hath held his steps, friends, seeking sinners, desirous to know thy salvation. Friends, this truth, to know Jesus, to be blessed by him with the pardon and forgiveness, those that are seekers in Zion, my foot hath held his steps. Follow Jesus. Follow what he has done. He has shown to us clearly that he is well approved of. May we be blessed by it. And then the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. This do in my name. My foot hath held his steps. As oft as we can, dear friends, to join together and around the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, that we might remember him, what he has done for sinners. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. I do believe, just to close on this point, there's an important truth here, dear friends. His way have I kept and not declined. I do believe that we have the important strands of the scriptures of truth. His word, his commandments. We have his gospel, which is here enclosed. We have the epistles, which is here enclosed. My foot hath held his steps. Friends, this is the conduct of our faith. This, friends, is the very foundation, friends, of our faith. Our conduct and our lives are here, friends, in the scriptures of truth. Let us hold fast to them, friends. They have changed them today. They have corrupted his word very solemnly. But let us hold fast to the word that Jesus has given to us. My foot hath held his steps. Many friends have fallen away from the scriptures of truth which we have been given today. May we hold to this book, friends, that the Lord has given to us, the Bible. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept. May we keep, friends, his way. Walk in his commandments. Seek, friends, to serve him in that way that he has shown to us in the scriptures of truth. And, friends, to follow Jesus, to keep his way, to serve him and please him and glorify his great and holy name, and not declined. What a mercy it is, friends, not declined, not apostatized, not turn away from his truth, not declined. You know, many disciples, when they followed Jesus, he spake some word that was very hard for them to understand and believe, and they walked no more with him. I often think of that, dear friends, walk no more with him. Oh, what? Where did they go to, friends? They didn't walk with Jesus. My foot hath held his steps. They turned away from him. Friends, may we continue. May these words of our text be a blessing to our souls. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept, and not declined. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £640, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also hopes to preach on Tuesday evening. And Mr. Izzard is expected next Lord's Day. Hymn 746. Jesus is our God and Saviour, guide and counsellor and friend, bearing all our misbehaviour, kind and loving to the end. Trust him, he will not deceive us, though we hardly of him deem. He will never, never leave us, nor will let us quite leave him. 746.
pray that thou wilt own and bless the services of thy house this day. Pray thy name shall be glorified, but we pray that there may be fruits unto righteousness, and that thy people here may be profited. May thy name be glorified. Pardon all that has been amiss. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.